Well, what's changed is that over the last 5 years, and it actually extends longer to that, but it's really gravitated toward in the last 5 years, is that identity politics and victimhood culture have taken over higher education. Basically, with the 2 points is identity politics stress that basically all a person should care about is their own narrow group interests and the identity they ascribe to themselves, such as if I'm an African-American man, that's all my politics, and I only care about furthering the interests of my specific group, African-Americans.
Right.
And that's become dominant on campus because they encourage it through affirmative action and other procedures that encourages people to gravitate towards specific identities for more benefit. And then second, and more important is in some ways, is victimhood culture, where everybody kind of competes to be the biggest victim. And a lot of people are like, well, why are all these young people trying to pretend to be victims? Nobody wants to be a victim, but the reason why they do that is because we assign moral status in the college moral culture that's being created to who's the bigger victim, who's more oppressed, who's more oppressed gets more status in that moral hierarchy created. And if you're privileged, then that's the worst thing that can happen. And say, like in a older moral culture, if you're like demonically possessed, that's lowest. With this, it's like if you're privileged, that's the worst thing you can be, but being a victim is the best thing you can be. But when your victimhood isn't assigned by based on socioeconomic status, you can be the son of a poor coal miner from West Virginia and you're privileged, and you can be the son of a wealthy multimillionaire but African-American and you're oppressed, and that's how the system works.